We're here to explore how history, shadows, and unexplained noises have invaded our nightmares and inspired our storytelling. Welcome to Ghost Ridden.
Hey guys, we got Phoebe back this week. Brandon will be home Friday, so. But we've got Phoebe again, which is super red. So we're going to do part two of Mammoth Cave. One of my friends texted me the other day and was like, hey, are you doing part two this week? And I was like, yes, calm down. He's like, cool, I have things to tell you. Which is cool, because we get to add on to that.
Nice. They gave you like actual data to share today?
Kind of. I mean, it's a story from his mom, but yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's better than actual data
for Ghost Written.
Yeah.
Personal stories are data for Ghost Written for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what were you were telling us about a cave last week.
Yes. I was talking about Lost River Cave. I know I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah.
And in particular, it's spooky bits. It has right in front of it something called a blue hole. Have you ever heard of that? It's basically a formation of where like the water is so deep and dense, mm-hmm. and it's in a hole shape. And usually the water looks very blue there because of the mineral deposits and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it has one of those. And according to its Civil War history, and this was like a story told, passed down through the generations, supposedly from soldiers that were there, because both Confederates and Union soldiers were there. Mm-hmm. That while the Confederates were camping there, this little road that runs beside this blue hole, a wagoner with like four mules, mm-hmm. his cart tipped into the blue hole and never resurfaced, no parts of it. Mm-hmm. And so the Confederates, being very superstitious, very stitious, they were like, that water is bottomless and we ain't going in it. We ain't going near it. Mm-hmm. And then that area gets taken over by the Union soldiers. And the Union soldiers are not stitious at all and actually think that the Confederates are asses. And so, which, I mean, they're not wrong, but one of them gets the wise idea to jump in, mm-hmm. and never resurfaces.
Yeah, bad idea. Okay.
And what it turns out, like, the water is incredibly still, like it looks like an ideal hole to mm-hmm. go swimming in. But underneath in the rock face is just tons of teeny tiny holes. Ooh. That water is going all the way through and it feeds into the cave. Mm-hmm. Basically, it ripped the wagon, the wagoneer, the mules, and the guy who dived in apart is what it essentially does. Ooh. Because the current's so strong, kind of like an undertow, but you're basically vacuumed to it and then it rips you apart. So like, you know, you can't go swimming in the hole.
Freaking terrifying, Phoebe.
It is pretty awful. And it's like, apparently Lost River Cave is, according to Ripley's, the deepest and shortest underground cave. And it's like incredibly deep, spooky deep. But but their parts would have, from my understanding, I might be wrong, if it ripped them apart, it would have filtered into the cave.
Yeah.
Come out that way. Mm. But it's too deep for them to
resurface. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
But it's connected to Mammoth Cave.
Gross.
Yeah. Pretty
don't
disgusting.
Like that at all.
No.
That's gross. So I need to correct myself because last week I called song Mr. Collins from Blackstone Cherry, but I'm a complete total psycho. We finished and I was like, I'm an idiot. The song is called Ghost of Floyd Collins.
Oh, Ghost of Floyd Collins.
We finished it and I was like, wait, that's a pregnancy brain moment.
You're allowed all
the
of those
The song is
moments.
Called Ghost of Floyd Collins by Blackstone Cherry. I made Tyler listen to it before we re-recorded.
Nice.
Because Yeah. So the story, I'll talk about Floyd and all of his stuff, and then I'll tell you what all my friend Carvel told us. My friend Carvel actually grew up with the drummer from Blackstone Cherry. So he knew him. He's in that story a little bit. So this is really weird, but when this episode will be coming out on Wednesday, July 20th, is Floyd Collins' birthday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that. I promise. It's a little too coincidental.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
His name is William Floyd Collins. He was born July 20th, 1887. And his supposed date of death is February 13th, 1925.
Okay.
He was an American cave explorer, principally in a region of central Kentucky that housed hundreds of miles of interconnected caverns within Mammoth Cave National Park, the longest known cave system in the world. In the early 20th century, in an era known as the Kentucky Cave Wars, commercial cave owners and explorers in Kentucky entered into a bitter competition to exploit the bounty of caves for commercial profit from tourists.
Yeah.
Who paid to see the caves. Like, this was a huge thing. And this is before Mammoth Cave National Park became a national park.
Yeah.
In 1917 and 1918, Collins discovered and commercialized Great Crystal Cave in the Flint Ridge Cave System, but the cave was remote and visitors were few. Collins had an ambition to find another cave he could open to the public closer to the main roads and entered into an agreement with a neighbor to open up Sand Cave, a small cave on the neighbor's property. On January 30th, 1925, while working to enlarge the small passage in Sand Cave, Collins became trapped in a narrow crawlway 55 feet below ground. No. The rescue operation to save Collins became a national newspaper sensation and one of the first major news stories to be reported using the technology of broadcast radio.
Wow.
So they kind of get into it. We're going to get more into it. This is actually in Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go more into what happened.
It's like
Sand Cave, the 1925 incident.
So it's like such a big deal. It was like people were talking about it on the radio.
Huge deal.
He's a very stoic looking fellow.
Isn't he?
Yeah. I would be afraid of him. I ain't going to no cave war with that man.
Right?
No way. He can have it. Ooh. Collins' entrance to Great Crystal Cave. That door is spooky. The Wikipedia article's great. No, thank you.
Go down to Sand Cave, 1925 incident. You'll see the opening to Sand Cave.
Gotcha.
So Collins hoped to find another entrance to the Mammoth Cave or possibly an unknown cave along the road to Mammoth Cave and draw more visitors and greater profit. He made an agreement with three farmers who owned land closer to the main highway. If he found a cave, they would form a business partnership and share in the responsibilities of opening this tourist attraction. Working alone, within 3 weeks, he had explored and expanded a hole that would later be called Sand Cave by the news media.
So he expanded it? He made it bigger?
The entrance, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that opening that you see in the pictures is not...
No, that's not what it was. He expanded it to that.
And it was sandy to begin with?
I don't know. That's what he called it. So I wonder if there was at least like sand around it or what.
It looks pretty great.
On January 30th, 1925, after several hours of work, Colin managed to squeeze through several narrow passageways. He claimed that he had discovered a large grotto chamber, though it was never verified. Because his lamp was dying, he had to leave quickly before losing all light to the chamber, but became trapped in a small passage on the way out. Collins accidentally knocked over his lamp, putting out his light, and was caught by a 26-pound rock that fell from the cave ceiling, pinning his left leg. He was trapped 150 feet from the entrance.
No. That's why no case for Phoebe.
Right?
No.
After he was found the next day by a friend, crackers were sent down to him and an electric light was run down the passage to provide him lighting and warmth. Colin survived for more than a week while rescue efforts were organized. On February 4th, the cave passage collapsed in two places. Rescue leaders led by Henry St. George Tucker Carmichael? Is that his entire name?
That's a lot of names.
Determined the cave impassable and too dangerous and began to dig a shaft to reach the chamber behind Collins. The 55-foot shaft and subsequent lateral tunnel intersects the cave just above Collins. But when he was finally reached on Monday, February 16th, by miner Ed Brenner, he was cold and apparently dead. Floyd's friend Johnny Geralds was allowed to go into the lateral tunnel and positively identify the body. Dr. William Hazlett and Captain C.E. Francis, National Guard medical officer, were then unsuccessful in an attempt to reach the body, but Brenner went in front of them to the body and was able to follow their examination instructions for the official death declaration to be made.
So somebody else had to declare him dead.
Yep.
I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Was that man's last meal crackers?
Probably.
He died in a hole with a belly full of crackers?
Yeah. Just whatever That's they pitiful. Could get down to him.
Oh my gosh. Yep. One of the reporters' name was Skeet Miller.
Yep. Very 20s, right?
Yes. How more stereotypical can you get? Old Skeet Miller on the case. Apparently he went in the hole.
Yeah.
He dirty
It was
hell.
Estimated Floyd had been dead for 3 to 5 days, with February 13th the most likely date. Because he could not be reached from behind, the rescuers could not free his leg. They left his body in place and filled the shaft with debris. Newspaper reporter William Burke, Skeets Miller, he went by Skeets, his name was William.
Okay, that's the guy I'm talking about.
From Courier Journal in Louisville, reported on the rescue efforts from the scene. Miller, of small stature, was able to remove a lot of earth from around Collins. He also interviewed Collins in the cave, receiving a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage and playing a part in Collins' attempted rescue. So, was being interviewed and stuff while he's stuck in this hole. It was huge. There were reporters from everywhere coming into town to cover this.
So wait a minute. Here's where I'm confused. Mm-hmm. This guy, Skeets, was able to get down there and interview him.
Yeah.
But the rescuers could not get down there to him.
No.
What the hell was Skeets doing? Just asking questions?
So I think the issue was that they couldn't get behind him to get to the rock.
Oh.
So I think the passage was small enough that the rock...
Well, I wonder if it was from the calf down I'm stuck, or from, you know, half of my damn pelvis is in here. And
yeah. And also it's like the 20s. So how much of amputation can be...
They've been amputating a long time.
They have been. They have.
If you've seen Lonesome Dove, you know they've been amputating a long time.
They have. But how many of those people that are good at that are in Kentucky?
I know. Yeah. And how I can imagine how difficult it must be. And so he was dead for 3 days, 3 to 5 days, and they didn't know. So they weren't talking to him then?
Apparently.
Or maybe they had been trying to get him to respond and thought he was just out.
Part of the legend of all of this is that they were talking to him and just one day he stopped.
Oh, bless. Well, yeah. He had to have. And they thought were worried if he was, I mean, he could
just
be.
So they kept trying to rescue him, but yeah. Part of it was that they were able to talk to him this whole time and just one day he stopped.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah. Which also, if your leg's crushed, there are a lot of...
Infection, who knows what could have happened.
Infection, anything. He could have been bleeding into his own body.
He's in a dirt hole.
Yeah.
And covered in filth, eating crackers, probably in shock. Yep. That is so sad. Poor guy.
So Miller's reports were distributed by telegraph and were printed by newspapers across the country and abroad. And the rescue attempts were followed by regular news bulletins on the news medium of broadcast radio. The first broadcast radio station, KDKA, having been established in 1920. So this is just brand new. Shortly after the media arrived, the publicity drew crowds of tourists to the site, at one point numbering in the tens of thousands.
Oh, that's
Vendors
not going to help.
Set up stalls to sell food and souvenirs, creating a circus-like atmosphere. The Sand Cave Rescue Attempt grew to become the third biggest media event between the World Wars. the biggest media event of that time both involved Charles Lindbergh, the transatlantic flight, and his son's kidnapping. And Lindbergh actually had a minor role in the Sand Cave Rescue too, having been hired to fly photographic negatives from the scene for a newspaper, since the nearest telegraph station was in Cave City, some miles from the cave. Two amateur radio operators with the call signs 9BRK and 9CHG provided the link to past messages to the authorities and the press.
Lindbergh. I wasn't expecting to hear that name.
Right.
Now, according to NPS.gov, it was just his ankle.
Really?
So the 27-pound rock fell and pinned his ankle. And I guess he panicked, and in his attempt to free himself, he buried himself waist deep in rubble.
Oh.
So he made it worse. I don't know if he's panicked or not, but whatever he did. And so then he's trapped 60 feet down. And in the dark. Because it didn't, as you mentioned, that his light went out.
Yeah, that was part of the reason why. So they ran light to him like the next day when they found him.
Oh, that's good. It's interesting that people tried to profit off of this. And this all started because he was trying to profit off
from the caves.
The caves. Like, somebody's making money either way.
Yeah. Yeah, all the tourists and stuff is kind of messed up. He was trying to bring tourists. He brought tourists.
Oh, yeah, he did. The irony is.
So it gets worse with the tourists.
Oh, no.
With Collins' body remaining in the cave, funeral services were held on the surface. Homer Collins was not pleased with Sand Cave as his brother's grave. And 2 months later, he and some friends reopened the shaft. They dug a new tunnel to the opposite side of the cave passage and recovered Floyd Collins' remains on April 23rd, 1925. The body was taken that day to Cave City for embalming at J.T. Gerald's and brother's funeral home, followed by a 2-day visitation at the funeral home on April 26th, 1925. His body was transported to the Collins family farm and buried on the hillside over Great Crystal Cave.
So his brother was able to do what these rescuers weren't in a day.
Yep.
Oh, that's dark too.
So in 1927, Lee Collins sold the homestead and cave to Dr. Harry Thomas, dentist and owner of Mammoth Onyx Cave and Hidden River Cave. The new owner placed Collins' body in a glass-topped coffin and exhibited it in the Crystal Cave for many years. On the night of March 18th or 19th in 1929, the body was stolen.
Oh, no!
The body was later recovered, having been found in a nearby field, but the injured left leg was missing. After this desecration, the remains were kept in a secluded portion of Crystal Cave in a chained casket. In 1961, Crystal Cave was purchased by Mammoth Cave National Park and closed to the public. The Collins family had objected to Collins' body being displayed in the cave, and at their request, the National Park Services reinterred him at Mammoth Cave Baptist Church Cemetery in Mammoth Cave, Kentucky in 1989. It took a team of 15 men 3 days to remove the casket and tombstone from the cave.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody bought this land and displayed his body.
Oh my god.
In the cave. In Crystal Cave. So the other one that he
found
and was trying to make money off of, but it was too far off.
Oh my gosh. They have pictures of him in it. That like violates to me so much privacy. Like, I've died. This wasn't even his family.
This was just some rando that bought the farm.
How were they allowed to do that? How was he allowed to do that? That is nuts. I'm glad they buried him.
Finally buried until 1989, though.
Oh my gosh. Well, he was buried and then dug up, right?
Yeah, so he's buried and then dug up, but it wasn't.
Oh my gosh. And the picture, if you look up the picture of Mammoth Cave Baptist Church, it reminds me of like a Snake Hamlin church for some reason. It's just a little square church. And if you came up on that at night,
it might be a Snake Hamlin church. We don't know.
We don't. But I can't believe
any of our listeners that are not from around here, there are legitimately churches in Kentucky and other parts of Appalachia where they handle snakes.
And if they don't get bit, well, they never God's get bit. Will. But yeah, God don't. I mean, God's protecting them.
There was that one church that, like, the dude's dad got bit, and then he took over as the preacher, and then he got bit.
And God I think said,
his brother got bit too.
Yeah, it was a mess. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that is a legitimate thing. They are like Christian Baptist churches, and they handle snakes.
I'm not saying like, that this one was, but it reminds me of, I have seen one in person. These little old churches. I
just need to give you all some context for snake handling churches, because it is a legitimate thing. And they handle like copperheads and cottonmouths.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
So and hope for the best.
Poisonous snakes. It does. It looks kind of floody too.
Yeah. It's wild. I cannot believe they put that man in a box.
A crystal box and showed him off.
And he got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Somebody took his leg.
They have pictures of him in the hole.
Do they really?
Yes. Looking up out of the hole. Kentucky's Floyd Collins peers out from a dark fissure in the earth. See, dark fissure?
Not a word for you.
No. That is so sad. He looks like he's really tall, but maybe just because he's gangly.
might be tall.
Why would you
picture of him looking up?
Oh, that's so sad. That is so sad.
Yeah.
And does he supposedly haunt it? Can you
visit it? There are legends about people seeing Floyd.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't mistake him for someone else.
It's just another thing that's happened around Mammoth Cave that is just another tragedy to add to tragedies. So our friend Carville that I was talking about grew up around Cave City and all that fun stuff. Awesome. His mom used to go to a dentist in Bowling Green. In that dentist, they had a chair that supposedly Floyd Collins sat in the day that he got stuck in the cave. So apparently he went to the dentist before he went in this cave that day. And so this dentist has a chair
that he just kept. That
supposedly he sat in that they had gotten. And they, like, you couldn't sit in it or anything. It was roped off. And it was, like, a little shrine to Floyd Collins.
Oh, that's sweet,
though. So this random dentist has all of these, like, articles and stuff about him. And just this weird little roped off place in a random dentist in Bowling Green. We're not sure if they're still open. Probably not, because it was a long time ago. So I don't know what happened to any of that stuff. If you are in Bowling Green and you know, please let us know, because that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be cool to know what happened to it.
Yeah. How crazy is that? If it's still there.
That is wild. Can you imagine going to get your teeth done?
Finding the shrine to Floyd Collins?
Well, no. Being Floyd Collins, you go and you get your teeth done. You're all excited about the bank you're about to make. And then 2 weeks later,
you're dead.
You're dead.
In your cave.
In your cave. And people are, did you say that they had games and stuff going on up at the top?
Yeah,
oh my gosh. And he's hearing that
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, he was 60 feet down, right? That's awful. That's awful. For 55 foot vertical shaft, but it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd was pronounced dead of exposure. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Exposure. Yeah. I mean, an electric light isn't going to exactly keep you warm.
No.
That's what I said. They lowered an electric light for light and to help keep him warm.
That ain't going to do it.
No.
And I hope they fed him something other than crackers. I don't know why I'm hung up on that. But I don't want my last meal.
Be the only thing. The first thing they sent down to him was crackers.
Yeah.
I mean, if he hadn't eaten in a couple of days, too, you don't want to give somebody a lot of food all at once.
I guess, yeah. But they sent a 17-year-old down there. Could you imagine being that 17-year-old's mom? No. You are not going in that hole where somebody else is already stuck. But he couldn't get all the way back there. The 17-year-old couldn't either. This is fascinating.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart. And so this is at Sand Cave, which is connected to Mammoth Cave in that tunnel thing. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like a, like, really, like, seriously sandy. Like,
so as of the date that this episode will come out, July 20th, he would have been 135 years old.
Rip and Pip. Wow, it's gorgeous. I wonder if they have a memorial inside for him. Poor guy. See, this is why Phoebe doesn't cave. Because people are always like slipping in. I'm just going to slip back here in this little crevice. So
he made it through, though. Like, he'd gone through that area already. He'd gone through earlier in the day and explored a little bit and then had to rush out. And that's when he got stuck.
Yeah, I wonder if his jacking with the shape of the cave didn't jostle all that loose.
It would have to, right?
Yeah.
And then frantically trying to get out before his light went out.
And then to no avail. Made it worse.
No avail.
These lyrics are sad.
They are. It's a really good song.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
Check out Blackstone Cherry, Ghost of Floyd Collins, guys. They're a great band. They're here from here in Kentucky. If you like some Southern rock, they good people too. Oh, but the Carvel had run into John Fred, the drummer, after hearing that song at like the bank. And I was like, hey, dude, thanks for writing that song. Because like there was so much of my childhood that I spent at the dentist with my mom reading all these articles and stuff about Floyd Collins. And it was so cool. The thing about it is, like, you look up Mammoth Cave and you don't immediately find Floyd Collins. You have to search for his name specifically.
That's so wild. And then
once you do, there's a ton of stuff, which I'm sure if you search Sand Cave specifically.
Yeah.
It's just not like the area. You think you could search Mammoth Cave National Park and this would come up because it was such a huge thing back then.
Yeah. It was all over the radio, which you said the radio was super new.
Yeah. 5 years.
That's wild. And the other one was Crystal Cave, right? That sounds pretty. I like crystals.
Crystal Cave was his first one.
Crystal Cave. Oh, wow. Holy moly. Is that it? Which one is the right one? Crystal Cave. We'll put it in Kentucky. So that I'm... Apparently there's one similar. There's a bunch of similar ones elsewhere.
Well, there's that one in Mexico.
Yeah, that's the one I saw first.
It was crazy.
It's got super big spiky crystals in it.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
This is like drippy crystals. It's like white. Wow. The door in, though. I am not.
Floyd Collins' door into Crystal Cave is upsetting.
It reminds me of the witch's house in The Witch, you know, all mossy and leaf ridden. And then the door is... No, see, that's where I'd stop. I'd get my picture with the door and I wouldn't go in. No way.
I don't think you go through that door specifically.
Oh, okay, good.
That was just Floyd's door.
There's an alien in it?
Yeah, I don't know, but there's like a dinosaur figure in there too.
Oh, that Lost River Cave, it has Paleo Indian stuff from the Ice Age in it.
That's awesome.
That is super cool. That's the thing about this whole system is this whole cave system is it's got so much just history, human and otherwise inside it that, I mean, it's a treasure trove. But
it makes you wonder how much stuff is just like in people's homes, though, from these people that were trying to make money off the caves as they explored them and found all of this. And they just kept it because, I mean, that's what you did then.
Something cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a giant.
How many of us found arrowheads and stuff in our gardens and stuff here in Kentucky whenever you were digging? So
I would love to know what to do with those because I have a ton of those.
Do you? Like, you can call the Historical Society and ask. Like, it doesn't hurt, but.
Yeah, I would love to get them to
indigenous. A lot of the stuff we find is just like, it was their trash.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
We're not finding any like burial mounds or anything. We're just finding their trash that was left behind as they moved places. But anyway, we're going to have to wrap this week's episode up. Thanks for hanging out with me while Brandon's being a bitch in Sweden.
Yeah, what a bitch. I love you, Brandon. You aren't a bitch.
We love you so much, but what a bitch. Mm-hmm.
And I guess, let's see. So, when's he coming back?
Friday.
So he'll be back next time. He'll
be back next time.
Your real dad will be home.
Not Phoebe, the surrogate dad.
No.
Thanks for listening this week, everybody. Phoebe, it's that time.
All right. Ooh.